Simon Peter, I call him the spokesperson for all of the disciples, praise God. Instead of following our Lord, he decided that he would warm himself by somebody else's fire. Let me tell you something. There's but one fire you need to be warmed by, and that's the fire of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And how those other disciples left him. We cannot forget how Judas, praise God, betrayed him. We cannot allow our mind to forget that, praise God. But we can't forget his death. And if we can't forget that, praise God, I know good and well, we can't forget how they stripped him of his clothing. Praise God, how they took their hand, their fist, as the Bible said, clenched it and was punching him, praise God. How they pulled out his beard, how they whipped him, praise God, with a cat of a nine tail whip, praise God, putting 39 lashes across his back. We cannot forget that. We cannot forget, praise God, how, praise God, they put him on that cross, and how they nailed nails to his hand, and how they nailed nails to his feet. Praise God. We cannot forget how they took that cross and they thrust that cross in the ground where the weight of his entire body, praise God, rested upon his hands and his feet. We cannot forget, praise God, Deacon Robinson, praise God, how that when the Roman soldiers went by and they heard him, praise God, say, I thirst, praise God, and tried to give him some vinegar to drink, praise God, and how they left him that time only to come back, praise God, because they thought he was still alive, to find out that he had said, it is finished, and into thy hands I commend thy spirit, only to find out that he was dead. We cannot forget that. We cannot forget how they took him down off of that cross. Praise God, put him in a borrowed grave. And he stayed there 3 days and three nights. We can't forget that. And if we don't forget, and we cannot forget nothing else, we cannot forget that on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand. We cannot forget that. Hallelujah. You see, praise God, we cannot forget his life. We cannot forget his death. And praise God, finally, as I get ready to close here, we cannot forget his sacrifice. Look to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you better not forget his sacrifice. Yeah, you see, it seems almost impossible, praise God, that those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb should ever forget his sacrifice. I'm talking about those, praise God, who have been loved with an everlasting love by an eternal Son of God. Can we ever forget the Son of God? Praise God, can we forget the one, praise God, who, praise God, never forgot us? Can we forget him who poured his lifeblood for our sins? Can we forget the one who loved us so much that he sacrificed himself for each and every last one of us? You see, the Bible tells me, started all the way back in Ezekiel. Praise God, Ezekiel 18 verse 20, and it said that the soul that sinned, it should die. And let me tell you something, it meant that. And you want to know something? That means that if I sin, and I have, it means that you sin, and you have. Praise God, that you should die. But thank God for the good news. I'm talking about the good news that Jesus had already paid the price. He sacrificed his life so that you and I may live. And we cannot forget that. You see, praise God, when I look and ask that question, can I forget his sacrifice? The answer is no. Never will I forget what the Lord has done for me. You see, praise God, he's washed us. He's washed our sins away. I got to read this verse because I don't want to get too excited. I want you to turn with me, praise God. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And I want you to look at verse 9 through 11. Praise God. You see in this verse, in this particular chapter of 1 Corinthians, we find that Paul, let me say it again, 1 Corinthians 6, praise God, chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. I want to read this, praise God, and I want you to meditate on the words that are being said here. Praise God, because this talks about his sacrifice. Paul here was explaining, praise God, to the church at Corinth, praise God, what it is they must do to inherit the kingdom of God. If you don't mind reading along with me, in the text it says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither, praise God, fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminates, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." And such were some of you. I got to stop right there, because what Paul was telling the Corinthian church, I'm talking about the church, I'm not talking about the Corinthian world. He said that such were some of you. In other words, those who were sitting in the church, some were fornicators, some were adulterers, some were liars, some were extortionists, and some were revilers. Some were effeminates, and that word effeminate just mean homosexuals. It lets me know that it included everybody. But I want to keep on reading. Don't you stop right there. Look what the word say. Hallelujah. He said, and some were such of you. But I want you to pay attention to a word. He said, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God. You see, had to remind the members of the Corinth church that some of them had fallen short and committed those sins. And I must remind us today that we too, to include me, have fallen short and committed those sins. But there's something about that coordinated conjunction. I'm talking about a small word, only three letters. It said, but, look what it says. It says, but, hallelujah. In other words, we were all dirty, but God did something. We were all unholy. Something to sanctify us. Praise God, we were all sinners, but God washed us white as snow. I'm here to tell you what that means in my life. There was one time, when I was lost in sin, didn't know which way I was going to go, but God stepped in. Hallelujah, hallelujah, send his son to die in my stead, and now I'm no longer unrighteous, I'm cleansed by the blood that was shed on Calvary. I ask the question, can we forget about him? We cannot. We'll never forget about him. You know why? Because every time you come through that door, I'm gonna remind you of a man by the name of Jesus. I'm gonna remind you that he died for your sins, that he died for my sins. I'm gonna remind you that whatever you are going through, don't you hold your head down. Keep your head up, because you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. But I like that word. But I like that word. You have been made whole. You have been declared righteous. And the only way that you've been declared righteousness is because the blood of Jesus. We sang that song. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'll never forget. Jesus, I'll never forget. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. No, never. No, never. We can't forget. I don't care how many times they may tell me that I'm crazy. I don't care how many times they tell me that you're wasting your time going to church and doing those things. I got to tell them, you just don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. I know what I've been. I know what I was in. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Never, 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 ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Long, amen. Long as you sit under my voice and I have my sense. Praise God. I'm going to remind you every day of your life what he did for you. Somebody say what he did. He died. He died. He died. He died. He died. Over 2,000 years ago, they pierced him in his side. They nailed him to a cross, put him in a borrowed grave. But early, 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 one Sunday morning, he got up and declared, I got all. If you're hooked on alcohol, you can drink the spirit of alcohol. If you're hooked on drugs, you can drink the spirit of drugs. If you're hooked on lying, you can break the spirit of lying. If you're hooked on person, you can break the spirit of person. He got up.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.